we are on the ground trying again to bring practical solutions by thinking holistically. How can we stop both deforestation, protect remaining forests, whilst improving small of the livelihoods?
Hi, I'm Natasha Mukannas, Marketing and Communications Officer at IDH, speaking to Veronique Bovee, Deputy Director, Company Collaboration at ProForest. Today, we will discuss what aspects the palm oil industry can improve to achieve sustainability goals, and what are the risks of the EU deforestation regulation on smallholder farmers.
I will start with the first question. On what aspects do you believe the palm oil industry can improve in the next few years to achieve sustainable smallholder transformation and other sustainability goals?
I think if we are looking at landscapes as a tool, as an approach to deliver and support smallholders, it's thinking about what are these common elements, what are the building blocks of what the sector thinks good looks like beyond just certification. I think the sector can work together with the local governments, the producing countries, Indonesia, Malaysia, the relevant institutes, on defining, coalescing around these are the common elements, this is what we want to have in place, and then we need to have a clear response, buy-in, and an active local government who enforces, and then also these incentives to the smallholders, and then really work with the consumer countries and the EUDR to sort of say, look, these are our practical solutions, this is what we think good looks like to promote smallholder inclusion. So to, as a sector, broadly stand behind this sort of wider goal, not just stopping deforestation, but we stick to our sustainability commitments that we, as a sector, have made and continue building the cases to say this is what good looks like and align around it.
We all know that one of the pitfalls of the EUDR is that it will lead to smallholders' exclusion. What steps companies could take today to mitigate that risk?
I really think as a sector, they can show the cases and then bring these to the EU and showcase, say, this is what we think looks like, this is how we think the risk is mitigated, and how these are the solutions for the smallholders, and work with competent authorities in terms of as the practical solutions that they can consider as good for smallholder inclusion.
How does ProForest bring together multiple stakeholders in the palm oil industry to align on critical issues such as deforestation and protecting the livelihoods of smallholder farmers?
I think we do that at different levels. So we are collaborating in spaces where we bring companies together. So we provide a space for the companies to basically indicate what the challenges are, but also collaborate on and identify what are the solutions that we can work on as a sector. We do that through the Palm Oil Collaboration Group, but we do that also with the Forest Positive Coalition. That's a group of companies who we helped to sort of develop a strategy to say we want to just not work on stopping deforestation, but we want to go beyond, we want to also protect. We also do it at another level where we bring actually multiple stakeholders together, because we also are an implementation partner of landscape initiatives on the ground. So we are on the ground trying to create multi-stakeholder partnerships to deliver on common goals with regards to stopping deforestation, improving smallholder livelihoods, and trying again to bring practical solutions by thinking holistically. How can we stop both deforestation, protect remaining forests, whilst improving smallholder livelihoods?
And what kind of challenges do you face when you are doing that?
The challenges that we are facing are the time and effort it takes. It takes time to convene, bring everybody together and align on goals. And it's difficult to get the trust. I think, for example, in these processes where you really start, there is impatience. We want to have results now. But if you work collaboratively and with multiple stakeholders or multiple companies, it always takes time to align them. But I believe the moment you have the trust and the moment there is that alignment and this sort of feeling of working towards common goals, you can have a much bigger impact. I think another key challenge is that if I'm thinking in particular on the ground, what are the mechanisms at scale that can really deliver the incentives to the smallholders to help improving the practices? You know, if you work at scale and you work with so many smallholders, it's often, yeah, we are improving the practices, but how on the long term can you provide incentives to local governments to continue what they're doing and for also to smallholders, with also providing an exit strategy to the companies. I think the private sector has a key role to play, but they're also all looking for an exit strategy. And how do you ensure the long-term insurance that indeed these programs run?
Where do you see the impact of Proforest collaborating with IDH in achieving sustainability goals in the palm oil industry?
Well, I think we're both working with the private sector, but we can join forces and try and align our messages and how we work with organizations rather than do it each individually. So I think if we create a larger community that is aligned in what it is that we want to achieve, I think we can be more impactful and share the same messages and bring as many organizations and people on board. And moreover, bring practical solutions. And I think, again, we are stronger and have stronger voices to collaborate together. And one example is IDH is in the palm sector now aiming to work also with the national government, etc. So we can bring in the companies, and that's how we can collaborate on one common message.
This was Véronique Beauvais from Proforest speaking with Natasha Mukannas for the IDH podcast.